Welcome to the Word for Life broadcast. My name is Pastor Steve Sowers, in for Pastor Greg Huffman, and we've been looking at the book of Philippians together, the sufficiency of Christ. And we noticed, as we look through the book of Philippians, that there are some key words that help us understand the thrust of the book. And they are Jesus, joy or rejoice, or mind. And really gives us the understanding that there is a joy that comes from having a mindset on the person and work of Christ. He is sufficient daily for my needs. And we see that as we look at some key verses through the book of Philippians, where we ended last time is in chapter 1, verse 21, where it says, "For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." That I need to live with a mindset and an understanding that Christ is my authority. He governs my life. Therefore, he is my purpose. So for me to live is actually for him and not for me. And it leaves me with this understanding that he is above me. And not only is he above me, but the second thing we see is in Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 7, where it says, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant, and coming in the likeness of men." So not only is Christ my purpose for living, but he is also my example or my pattern to follow. So Christ is my purpose. He's above me, but he's also behind me. He is my pattern that I need to follow. He's my example. I am to pattern my life after Christ. Well, how am I to do that? When we look at the life of Christ throughout the New Testament, I am to look at the way he responded to things like temptation, persecution, accusation, trials, and difficulties. He sets the tone for how I am to live my life. He is my pattern, my example. How did he respond when people accused him? How did he treat the poor and the rich? How did he serve and minister to people like prostitutes and diseased and lame people? I look at how he lived his life and I pattern myself after him. So Christ is my purpose and he's also my pattern. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ. What was his mindset? It was to serve. He served with a humility. I am to live that way also. So not only is he my purpose, is he above me, not only is he behind me, is he my pattern, where I am to pattern my life after him, but the third thing we see in the book of Philippians is that he is my goal. He is my motivation. He is my ambition. He is in front of me. He is what I long for. I am to know him. In Philippians 3, verse 14, it tells us this: "I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus." Did you ever think about what the prize is? I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call in Christ Jesus. The prize is Christ. It's close fellowship with the Savior. Philippians 3, verse 10, Paul says that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering. What did he long for? What was his motivation or ambition in life? It was to know the Savior. Not to know him intellectually, but to know him relationally. When we look at Philippians 3:10, that to know means experience. I want to experience. I want to gain a deeper intimacy with Christ. And I do that by experiencing his power to overcome sin. And I do that by experiencing the power he gives me to serve him. That's what he means. Through the power of his resurrection means I want to experience the Holy Spirit's power that enables me to overcome sin because I can't on my own. And he gives me the power to do righteous things because all I want to do in and of myself is to sin. So I grow in my intimacy and my relation with Christ through his power, but it also goes on to say, and also through the fellowship of his sufferings. He says, I want to experience a closeness with Christ that comes through suffering. You know, the closest bonds you ever make with people are when you suffer with them. Maybe a close relative passes away and they're there for you during that time. You grow in closeness with others when you suffer with them. And that's what Paul is talking about here. I want to experience the suffering he went through so I can identify with my Lord. So he's not only above me, my authority. He governs my life. He's my purpose. He's not only behind me, my pattern to follow. He's not only in front of me, my goal, my ambition, my motivation, but he's also beneath me. He's my strength. Do you see now how we look at Christ being our completer? Do you see why he is sufficient? Because he's above, he's behind, he's in front, and he's below. He's my strength. Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. Another very popular verse that we know in our mind, but do we really understand in our heart? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Paul was saying in the context of Philippians 4, whether I'm poor or rich, whether I have a need or I'm full, I have learned to be content. He's talking about his daily needs. I have learned whatever state I am in to be content. Well, how do I get to that point? How do I get to a point when I'm experiencing obstacles, trials, circumstances, when I have worries and fears and doubts, when I feel weak and I lack understanding? How do I get to that point where I can be content? Well, I have learned, listen to what he says, that I can do all things through Christ. Didn't he say in Corinthians that in his weakness, God's strength is sufficient? His grace is sufficient in his weakness. He is beneath me. The only way I can keep going daily as I run my race of faith is through the enabling of the Lord. And Paul says, no matter what circumstance or situation I'm in, I have learned this, that no matter where I find myself or what I'm doing or what my needs are, I can do all things through Christ. He is my strength. He sustains me. So what we see through the study of Philippians, an overview, if you will, of this whole book, is that I don't really need anything else, do I? He is my purpose in life. He fills me in on why I am here today, why I'm alive, and it's not for me. I am alive for him. I am alive to proclaim the gospel. I am alive to point people to Christ. For me to live is Christ, Philippians 1. He is my purpose. He's also my pattern, my example of how I need to live. I am to live like Christ. Let this mind be in you, Philippians 2, which was also in Christ Jesus. What is that mind? It's humility. It's servitude. I am to live the way Christ lived. I am to treat others the way Christ treated others. I am to speak to them the way that Christ spoke to them. I am not to judge them or condemn them, because that's not why Christ came. He did not come into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be what? Saved. Jesus is my pattern. And not only is he my purpose and my pattern, he is my ambition and my goal, my motivation. I press toward the goal of the prize. What's the prize? It's Christ. Philippians 3:10. To know him, experience his power, experience his suffering. Therefore, I come into a closer intimacy with my Lord. He is above me. He is behind me. He is in front of me. And finally, he is beneath me. He's my strength to live day by day. You know what we see here in the book of Philippians? That Christ is sufficient. He's all that I need. He is, if you want to use this word, he is enough. He's above me, behind me, in front of me, and beneath me. And you know what that means? We are complete in him. He didn't leave anything out. I am your strength and weakness. I am your purpose. I am your motivation. I am your pattern. I told you how to live and why you need to live this way. I showed you how to do it. I told you why you need to do it, and I'm going to enable you to do it. He is enough. Isn't that awesome? So we see that Christ is enough. And when we understand that Christ is enough, it leads to a certain way of living that we see throughout the book of Philippians. It talks about things like unity. When I understand the sufficiency of Christ, it leads me to live in unity with others. Chapter 2, verse 3 and 4. Let nothing be done through selfish ambition, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself. It points me to serve others, to live in unity. It also fills my life with joy. Philippians 1, verse 25 and 26. And being confident of this, I know that I shall remain and continue with all of your progress and joy of faith, that your rejoicing for me may be more abundant in Jesus Christ. He is our joy. It also leads to contentment in chapter 4, verse 11. Paul said, not that I speak in regard to need, for I have learned in whatever state I am in to be content. When we know that Christ is enough, we don't complain. Why? Because we're content. Another theme that we see and how it affects our living is through humility. Chapter 2, verse 5 through 8. Even as Christ humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross, he says in verse 5, we are to have this same mindset where we are to die to ourselves. All of these attitudes and actions are a result of Christ. And they happen in our lives as we walk with him. We are to live for him. We are to desire to be like him. We are to be trusting him. And what else I like seeing in the book of Philippians is that Christ is sufficient for anyone. When you study how the church began, you see a rich woman named Lydia. You see a slave girl who was abused. You see a jailer who was just a common 9-to-5 worker, who were the first converts of the Philippian church. You have a religious man like Paul. You have a guy like Timothy who grows up in a Christian home. You see how the gospel transforms anyone, no matter what your background, where you come from, or where you were headed. The gospel transforms lives. It is sufficient for anyone. So when you think about the book of Philippians, I want you to remember this, that all we need is Christ. He is my purpose. He is my pattern. He is my ambition, my goal, and he is my strength to live day by day. Thank you for joining us on the Word for Life. Have a great day.